Like pizza delivery people come in, and I'm sure Bert puts his onesie on long before the ride begins and lingers with it on for long after. So he's pretty much walking around there all weekend.
I come to the door all out of breath. Hey, thanks, buddy. Hey, hold on, let me go get your tip. I spray some water on his stuff too.
Okay. Oh my God. Hustle, buddy. Sweaty. Yeah.
Welcome to Bad Counsel, where Greg, Tim, Katie, Bert, and Mike freely give advice to their listeners' questions. Now let's be clear. These five are in no way qualified to give any advice. So, take it or leave it. Consider that your disclaimer. Now, on with the show.
Not me. I never like to start with me. I'm like it's like starting with
the
most
producer.
Boring.
I mean, you're the editor. You can you
everything know. Starts with
you. Yeah, I mean, you know, if you don't like something, it's not going on. So just hit record for the moment.
Well, that's true. It Erica would do well to you. Learn that. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
You know, it's funny. You never said that stuff before you were married to Greg for the last 4 years, but now, now it sounds like.
You know it's true, Tim.
What was my point? Oh, that, you know, it was this Instagram account, and it's called No Way, and it's this guy who lives out in the country, and he just says, he sees something and says, no way, to see if it works, right? And it's just like stuff that you do around the house, or like this type, if you put this type of grease on a rusty bolt, it'll undo or whatever. And then suddenly there was like another one and another one, another one, and they're just slightly different. And what I realized is the algorithm rewards accounts that are very similar, because if I like that one, it's pretty easy that I'm going to like the next one and the next one and the next one.
That's why my whole Instagram feed is filled up with tits.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mine is
exactly.
Karen videos, like classic rock and classic, like, emo bands from the 80s and sports, you know?
Oh my God. Too funny.
Kids getting hurt dominate mine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that was doing stupid things in general.
Yes.
Like, you know, like there's a new one I'm really been getting into lately called Florida Problems. You know, just awful situations captured on film with the only common denominator being Florida. You know,
that's a Florida problem.
Yeah.
I'm a little, I get like real Tampa, real Brandon, real Dade County. Have you seen those where they just have
that, like, to help you find like best brunch specials and things?
No,
like that?
No, I wish.
Safest areas to park a Tesla.
It definitely tells you where not to park, because it's like it's just like video footage of like crazy shit that goes on in Florida. Yeah. So very similar to what you're talking about. And so you'll see all kinds of wild shit, car accidents, police chases, arrests.
Do you think that's self-perpetuating though? Like, is it really that, I mean, is it like everybody, is it really that much worse in Florida? Is it just that everybody has like, everybody thinks it, so they post it and it feeds on itself?
I don't know. No, I think it's pretty bad.
A little
here.
Of both.
Yeah. I think part of it is it's warm all the time here. And I know there's a lot of places that it's warm all the time, but that's relatively rare in the U.S., probably the warmest state year-round. And so people are outside more. They don't have to hide inside. And so when, you know, weather probably keeps a lot of the crazies contained in the winter in most communities. You know what I mean?
It's a good theory.
I'm not going to go out and be crazy in public. I'll just be crazy here and torture my own family all winter. But in Florida, there's no such, you know, reason to hold back. You're out there. You're moving around. You're at the beach bar all year round. You know what I mean? And so, people get a little wackier, I think.
I always
think the heat makes you lose your mind.
Well, there is documented evidence that heat waves in cities create violent behavior.
Yeah.
So
our whole year is a heat wave.
Yeah, and the pent up frustration of dealing with all the senior citizens.
Now that drives people to kill.
Holding it in and saying, you know what, you know, if you were 20 years younger, pal, I would be beating your ass as I'm thinking these thoughts, but I'll let it slide. But that has to, that this sort time. Of
until we're
to be
seniors ourselves.
Oh yeah.
The blue hairs break loose.
Well, then I can
then
beat
the gloves
up
and bifocals are
beating
off.
Beating other seniors.
You know, that should have been part of your exit strategy for the nursing home, Katie. It's like staging senior fights.
Yeah. Except I wasn't at a senior home.
Oh, well, that's whatever.
It just was regular that way. Condos, not even age restricted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was an age. Wasn't age restricted?
No.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh,
that. Really?
I thought, yeah.
That's terrible.
That's the median age for Florida.
We just live here, and that's what happens in this area.
The mentality that compels, you know, some people are compelled to climb mountains. You know, Bert, you're compelled to put a onesie on and pedal around town all day. I don't know what Mike's compelled to do. I don't really want to know.
The power of Christ compels me. Okay. Anal sex.
But the compulsion to leave your families and to like move away from places where you've built successful lives to come to like central Boca, you know, and sit in high rise apartments with a nice but not spectacular pool, you know, like that's the place you want to be and spend your golden years. That kind of compulsion, I think, leads to the types of people who feel like seniors, you know what I mean? Who feel like mentally defeated already. Actually reminds me of something I sent to Tim.
Mentally defeated.
That never have I that I sent you today.
Oh, yeah.
I told Tim I wanted to mention this. Bert, I was on our high school page on Facebook. You know, I know you got off of Facebook for personal health, mental health reasons, but I still follow. It's called the Big Shaler Picnic or something like that. The Shaler Area Picnic, Bert and I's high school. And there was recently, they always posting these humorous, semi-humorous memes of like think back in the 80s, things that we all kind of get a chuckle over. But they recently posted one. Are you guys familiar with the game Never Have I Ever?
Yes.
So if and correct me if I'm wrong, I say never have I ever, you know, kissed a donkey. If you've done it, you raise your hand.
You have to put a finger down.
Or just raise, you know, in this case, there's more than five of them. So
okay.
Let's just see who. So they posted this rather innocuous list of like bucket list items in our high school's chat, Bert. And so, you know, maybe 20 of them. And I, you know, I did a cursory review. I think I had 16 or 17 that I had done.
But like what's on the list, like been arrested?
Well, I'm going to get to it in a second. But I, you know, this
that's
is
on my bucket list.
It's a shocking glimpse of like the place that we came from and somehow escaped. You know what I mean? Because some of the lack of life experience from people who are our age and who grew up in the exact same place as us, I found so sad in a really serious
like what,
way.
Been out of the country or like
no, they just literally they haven't left. You know,
to a concert.
They haven't left Wooster Drive, you know, since 96, you know what I mean? Since that new Giant Eagle opened. They haven't had to, you know? So, I mean, these are, because
these
aren't exactly.
There's a Giant Eagle right down the street.
I mean, these aren't exactly like qualified for an Olympics or ran an ultra marathon or, you know what I mean? Or even married the love of my life. It's like, these are the things that are considered, you know, high level achievements in where Bert and I grew up. Ready? And just I'll you know, I know it's not a visual podcast necessarily, but got a tattoo, eaten sushi, been on a cruise, gotten to a fight.
Oh my God.
dyed my hair, been camping, got a piercing, had the flu, been on an airplane.
Oh my god.
Been out of the country. Been to Disney World. Met someone famous. been skydiving, broken a bone, cheated on a test, been in a car accident, read someone's diary, had COVID, got fired from a job, or ghosted someone I was dating. So that's 20, right? I mean, you know, I saw guys, you know, I wasn't doing a scientific tabulation, but I'd say between 14 and 18 or 19 of those, you know, you each have done a large proportion. Like, I don't want to name names of our old classmates, Bert, and their older and younger siblings, but two. Oh, fuck 'em. Four.
Oh my God! Really?
Six. You know,
that's terrible.
That is so sad.
And that's counting COVID.
I mean, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, well, I think it's just a matter of like people who leave their hometown and people who don't, right? I mean, it's like a different type of person, right? Like someone who's like
had the flu. You'd think like
that's on a bucket list.
I mean, they didn't call it a bucket list, but it's just like, you know, if you're of a certain age and you haven't done at least half of these things, what have you been doing with your life? My God. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, maybe it's just like fit for like, maybe it's more of a reflection of how old we're getting and like people don't want to put anything like interesting there, you know, like
all they're doing is putting numbers, you know. Well, and again, like no one's putting guns to people's heads to respond to these things in the first place, you know what I mean? That in itself, and again, I'm one of those people who obviously could be probably doing more with their life, but I'm spending time looking at my old high school's Facebook page, you know,
podcasts with a bunch of
you know, right. That makes us even worse.
Something, you know, podcast is something. I'm doing something. I mean, the Latvians at least appreciate us.
So when you say that, like, I think of like all of my friends, like that in any friend group, they're all the people that left their town. Like, I don't have any friends that just stayed in their respective hometown.
Hmm. Yeah, that's pretty true.
Yeah. I can't think of any.
Well, I'm married to one.
Yeah, but I didn't stay. I came back.
Yeah, you went to California.
That's right. That boomerang is different.
And I worked in Michigan. I came back.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I could see potentially relocating to Pittsburgh at some point, like especially if like I have grandkids there or something like that.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like, or as global warming continues to advance and it gets worse.
Right. Yes. And it'll be coastal at some point.
Yeah.
But that's pretty interesting.
Well, you know, like my two oldest brothers, there are quintessential examples of like Pittsburgh guys who never left.
Ate sushi.
Never. It's funny.
Oh.
So two fun facts. One about Steve is that he didn't take his first airplane ride till about 5 years ago. And he's 10 years older than me. It's Florida.
Wow.
You pulled out all the stops. You pulled out all the stops. And also around 5 years ago, I was home in Pittsburgh for the holiday season, and Steve and Paul and I, Bert, went to the restaurant Mad Mex, you know?
Yeah.
And Paul's my oldest brother. He's 14 years older than me. So, you know, he's in his late 50s at the time, probably. And so we're sitting there in the menu, and he's like, he's just like him and Hong, and we were like, what are you getting, Paul? And he's like, I guess I'll try a burrito. And we're like, you've never had a burrito? Turns out he'd never eaten a burrito in his life. He was almost 60 years old. He'd never had Mexican food for some reason.
He's got to love it, man. You get a side of rice and beans. Like, who doesn't love that shit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was like, Paul, you know, just wing it, buddy.
Did he like the
burrito? He was like, if I recall, like, yeah, it was pretty good, you know. But yeah. I know he was thinking about a Reuben and coleslaw. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If only we'd gone to Eaton Park. You know. He's more of a sandwich guy.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I'll kill me.
Anyway, I just found it shocking and sad to see how little our contemporaries from our neighborhood have done, Bert.
Yeah. But there's some fucking kids who graduated with us, man, who fucking lit it up, man.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, cool.
I can't think of one.
Greg?
Not really. I can think of some lit it up. I mean, totally lit it up. No, I can't think of any of those.
I mean, there's some guys doing pretty well, right? I think so.
I'm sure
right?
There's some doing pretty well, for sure. Yeah. Some doctors out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, Greg, you're a successful businessman. And, you know, Bert, you're a spy. I mean, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And don't you have like a TV producer in your class? Or Someone that
That was Gary. That was a couple years older than us. That's
like college doc,
but still same town, right?
Yeah, like you could say same high school. Yeah, a couple years different. Yeah, same high school. Nice.
Now,
we've had some people do well, but I mean, Bert really got enthused there for a second. Like,
yeah,
really?
No, there's no like. No.
Well, he has a slight head injury, so we got to give him a little.
I do have a head injury.
Yeah, well, makeup. He's put. See it?
Crashed my mountain bike yesterday.
Oh,
that's what he said.
Landed on your head?
No, I was doing this. There's a
Michelle Beaton.
A race that a buddy of mine puts on to raise money for like the Pennsylvania High School Mountain Biking Association, right? And they do a fundraiser every year. It's a race. But anyway, yeah, we're you know, you got to get the kids turned on to Lycra early, man. Get it fucking great, right?
I think that's what inspired Mandela. He was part of his local mountain biking association while in high school.
Did you wear your bike pants? Like, what's that?
Did you wear your bike pants? In front of the kids?
I had the whole five.
He's in Lycra.
He never not wears those outfits when biking. He often wears them when he's not biking. Yeah, exactly.
It shows off his physique.
Hey, kids.
Yeah. Hey, kid. Yeah. Guess what religion I am?
I bet he puts on... You don't have to guess.
Pizza delivery people come in, and I'm sure Bert puts his onesie on long before the ride begins. And lingers with it on for long after, so he's pretty much walking around there all weekend.
I come to the door all out of breath. Hey, thanks, buddy. Hey, yeah, hold on, let me go get your tip. I spray some water on myself too.
Sweaty. Yeah,
but yeah, I was fucking mountain biking, and I was just paying attention to trail, and there was a low hanging fucking branch, and I rammed my head right into it.
Oh
no!
But I was sorry. It was weird. Like whenever you get crashed like that, like I had to stop. I knew I wasn't concussed, but I destroyed my helmet. Oh. Right, and then everything was okay, so I just kept going. I have a nice bruise in my head. Well, I have scratched my head.
So was Michelle holding the other end of that stick that hit you in the head?
No. Michelle didn't even go. She
was in a tree.
She just done with you? Did you just push it too far, Bert? And
it was nothing like that. Oh. But it was a fun day. Fun shit.
We really are the opposite of like activity spectrum. You and Michelle and Katie and I, you know, Tim, Mike, the girls, you guys are like in the middle, in the last week you've like dismantled the braking system in your car to try to rally racing around an empty parking lot, and now you just knocked yourself off your bike.
Largely empty, as you pointed
that
out.
That never happens to us.
You're full of danger. Katie and I'm not exaggerating, in the last 48 hours prior to the workday, we probably were in bed for 45 of them.
Yeah.
Oh my God, really? Goal.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Well, I was sick for all weekend. I had to get on antibiotics.
Oh, no. And I laid there.
Sinus infection. So he was helping by laying next to me.
Right.
If she needed something, I'd hop up.
Moral support.
I went to the grocery store by myself.
Yes. Got my medicine. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was successful. Anyway, you're a pretty active guy.
Yeah, man.
I made the mistake of telling someone at work today that we eat most of our meals in bed. I think we really did sound like that old couple in Willy Wonka, like the grandparents.
Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa Joe,
He was talking about how nobody uses dining rooms anymore. Who eats at their dining room table? I'm like, we eat in bed every night. He paused and he went, in bed?
Seriously, I don't even have a dining
room. Is that weird?
Like, we have... Who has a dining room? Like we have a dining room. We like have an area of like I live in a three story. Like you have a dining room?
Oh yeah,
I live in a three story row home. But we have an area that's supposed to be a dining room, and it's just fucking. It's just extra living room. That's all we use.
That's kind of our dining room's that way too.
Yeah,
we eat in the kitchen.
Yeah,
or in front of the TV.
Yeah, or we're standing in the kitchen. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we eat in bed.
Yeah, at least we're sitting down.
Yeah. Or lying.
Or lying down. Lounging.
Well, no, our
put the craft-matic up.
Oh, there you go.
Then we slowly lowered it as the food digests. You
know? Are you ready to go down another inch? Yeah, go ahead.
Yep, let's do it.
Oh, that sounds sexy.
It is.
We just got an adjustable bed this weekend, and that is a life changer. Yeah.
Oh, we love it.
just up like that, and then just when you go down, it feels like you're stretching, but you're not doing anything.
Now, is it individual controls so that you and Tammy could be at different elevations? Okay, so now here's a very telling question, Tim. Whose side is
in charge?
Oh boy!
You know why?
Because you're a candy ass.
She would be a fucking pain in the ass. She would be. Can you move it this way? Can you adjust it this way? This da, 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 da. And I don't really care that much. Like if you're in the right area, I'm fine. So yeah, here you have it. That
I
was
gotcha.
It. Yeah,
Tim, I got it.
Yeah,
we hear you, buddy.
So yeah, that makes
a lot of sense. Yeah.
That since the kids are gone, Michelle and I are trying to. We had the conversation about trying to figure out how we can serendipitously mount an eye hook for a sex swing. but we don't know how to disguise it. So a plant, one of those hanging chairs.
Yeah, just like a nice.
But if you wanted to get one that's big enough to like, it's gotta be. Really,
oh, you know
be
what?
Able to hold a bunch of weight. Right?
I got the perfect solution. Get a heavy bag and get like little 5 ounce gloves and hang them on a hook. In the
it's a workout room.
Yeah, exactly. I just like to get up in the middle of the morning and start punching. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's actually believable too, right?
I know it is for you. It's perfect.
Right? Yeah, so
exactly.
That's a your good new idea, hobby. Man.
How about that? Yeah. One of our hosts brought a crest into the show. Yeah,
yeah. Look at that. That's damn. Nice.
Another marriage saved.
Sex swing from the kings.
Michelle listens too, so show.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but
and you'll get a boxing bag out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he probably 100%. Will just start using that
instead of the sex swing.
Like plants, right? You can hang plants for that. Like it would have to be, it'd be so overbuilt for plants, you know.
No, that's why I was saying like one of those hanging chairs, because then you can just take the chair
off. Yeah, that's fucking great. That's a great fucking idea, Katie.
Yeah,
a hanging chair because it's already designed for that, right?
And it has to hold the weight, so
right.
Or a cat amusement, you know, some sort of a scaffolding or swinging platform for your cats to play on.
Yeah, but then the over-design issue thing breaks in. Like, it really will be like... But, you know,
is there such a thing for cats as over-designing?
People would catch on, though. Oh, yeah, it's a hanging chair, right? Sure it is.
Well, where are you putting the sex swing? Like, right in the dining room space? Or
no, we're thinking about the bedroom. Actually, we're thinking about one of the kids' bedrooms, right?
Like, we redid
your bedroom when you're gone. And like,
we redid it, all right.
Yes, now I know why.
If you call it a meditation room,
right,
then you can put the chair, because right. That's like a meditative thing. Put some yoga mats on the ground.
You are scary good, Katie. Let me tell you that. You're scary fucking good.
Bert, do you guys actually like meditate and relax? It seems like you're the exact opposite of that.
No, usually
do the kids buy that.
That's why you
like,
need meditation room.
Gross, right. Well, it's a fuck swing.
the cardiologist ordered us to do this room.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, kids, don't look for spatter marks.
No black lights in this room.
No black lights in the meditation room.
Right. Oh, my God. Did someone get murdered in here?
When I bought my place in Lancaster, like
face?
Old face.
That
was good.
We bought this place in Lancaster, the second house we bought in Lancaster right after we moved. We bought off these two gay guys, right? And the one guy was an architect, and the other guy worked for the city, right? And they were fucking they were a great couple, right? But they're two income no kids.
Was the architect or a gay architect?
He was architect, but they were a gay couple that owned this place, right? And the top floor was like totally redone as an office. It was beautiful, right? Because they had all this fucking money and like no kids,
cheap
right?
place
and
to live.
Yeah, and they had like the kitchen was like beautiful. It was like a galley kitchen with this fucking Viking range hood and all this, like it was just really well done, right? But they had this room that was definitely their fuck room, right? And you walked in, all dark. It was like painted black and had these like big gothic curtains in it. And I was just like walked in, I was like, oh my god. Right?
And so obvious.
Right. Yep. Fucking terror. It was like the den of earthly sin, right? And like I had to make it the girls' room because I was afraid to make it Max's room because it would be like just bad karma, you know what I mean? Like
not for the girls.
I know. Right. I don't know why my 30-year-old self thought that way, but I was just like, whatever.
But I got the funny thing, by a poltergeist, Dad.
And the funny thing was, like, they had all their mail, like, because they were on every mail, like, gay friendly mailing list in the country, right? So every fucking day, like, through the slot in the front door, all this, like, these advertisements for these, like, gay male cruises would show up, right? And, like, I had to rush to the door and get the mail every day before my kids would get it, right? Because I knew there was going to be, like,
all this probably already suspicious. Right.
All this gay smut was coming through my mail slot.
Wait, gay stuff coming through your mail slot?
Gay smut. Like,
through your mail slot.
Right. That one didn't even mean that joke, right? It was coming through my front door, right? Hey, Mac, I'll get your mail, buddy. Because, yeah, you know, the kids, like, the mail slot, it's like a big deal. Hey, look what's coming.
Yeah, something, yeah, something novel is happening, everybody. Run.
Right.
Maybe it's a present for me.
Yeah.
So this, I guess, was before Grindr, right? So you just, you know, it's like snail mail, right?
2002 or something that, okay, right? Yeah. That circa. But, yeah, it's funny.
Fire Island News.
You know? Right.
This just in.
To this day, Bert's kids' anxiety goes up when they see a mail truck. They don't know why.
Don't touch it.
Don't let it be one of those bear magazines again.
Yeah, after a while, I just stopped giving a shit. Right, but whatever.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, this was funny. So Erica sent us a voicemail.
Did she listen this time?
I mean, yeah.
I'm mad at Erica.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wow. Why?
She sent me some photos of, like, rotting fruit.
Oh,
that's
my.
Vicious.
She's the worst.
For him, yep. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, Tim.
Sorry, Tim.
That's like a shot across the bow, huh?
Yeah.
Caught up on episodes. The most recent one was awesome. I totally brought it with that one. But I have a serious question about how right you guys like your bananas. Greg series and commented that it was disgusting, and I said, no, it's the riper it is, the sweeter it is. I mean, I don't eat, like, banana bread, like, bananas that are, like, totally rotten on the outside, but I do like brown spots on it. So I was just curious, how do you guys like your bananas?
Ew.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's how it all started.
I like them brown.
She's had this banana front and center for one of her videos. And I was like, oh, my God, that's the worst looking banana. And so I had to comment on it. And then she started the taunting with the really bad
fruit. And she attacked.
Yeah, that's really, that's vicious.
Yeah. I don't like when they go bananas.
Overripe. Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, I like... Just a little hint of some dark spotting just starting to come. Just a hint of.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me too much with a little bit, but yeah, too much or too soon. Ooh, when they're not ripe yet.
Yeah, when they're not ripe, they're just bland and hard.
Yeah, there's like a perfect window of like 1 to 2 days for me.
Yeah, I'm going to send you all a picture of banana stages.
Okay.
This is riveting fucking radio right here.
Banana stages. All right.
I think it's an interesting infographic. And then we'll talk about Erica.
This is why Erica doesn't have a podcast.
How do you like your bananas?
Let's put up an infographic.
Frozen.
Well, she at least sends us voicemails.
Frozen with chocolate
on
them.
The other super fan that we don't even know if they exist or not, they never leave a voicemail, right? So at least she does that.
All right. Get my specs.
Where'd Greg go? Oh, he's back.
Yep.
Yeah, you're back.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so I sent the infographic. Take a look. It's disturbing.
Is this going to be a dick pic?
No, it's you wish.
Nature's dick pic.
Nature's dick pic.
Stages of a banana.
So it was in overripe. It wasn't low vitamin content, very ripe, or even ripe. You know?
Oh, look. Great prebiotic, and then low fiber and low high fiber, low sugar, high antioxidant. Aw.
I like it right in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it more towards the green.
Yeah. Right in the middle.
I don't normally like to do this, but I think we're going to move on from this subject.
Good job, Tim. Save us.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm not dissing Greg. Like, I know he does not like fruit, but...
Sorry.
Would you rather talk about apples?
No? Pistachios? Right,
I'm just... No, it was a different fruit.
Well, I'm just trying to engage with Erica, you know? Well, she wanted to know how we liked our fruit, and that was answering the question. The question.
Yeah.
I like it at the store. Yeah. So we got a note that came in, and I know we pick on our listeners a lot, but I actually think this listener
only the assholes,
right? This person is definitely not an asshole.
So definitionally, they're not total assholes, right? Yeah,
I guess
they have some
bad opinions, right?
Don't pander.
We get a chance to set them correct, right?
They love when we are mean to them.
So this question came in. Hey, Bad Counsel, I have a problem with a family member through marriage. Let me give you a little background. I have a large, conservative, teetotaling family. In fact, listening to your show is the most perverse thing I do. And I'm the wild one in the family.
No.
So the writer is the teetotaler, the conservative.
Yeah, I guess the whole family is, but the writer listens to us.
So this is a wild streak.
We all get along great together and see each other often, usually after church. So to the problem, I recently found out that my in-law is abusing her pet. I don't want to say what it is, but it is beyond comprehension. Should I call the SPCA or just be careful to put my dogs in a kennel when she visits and never take any food directly from her? Your advice is needed.
Directly from her?
Okay, now we have to think about this for a second.
I'm looking for clues.
Sincerely, loss of appetite.
Context clues. But don't take food.
Bert, before you start to answer, this is why I think this listener is indeed a highly intelligent human being. P.S. I love the catchy intros to the different segments. Just wish they were a bit longer.
Talk about pandering.
Yes. That's what they got the number one slot. See, right. Is Erica listening? Right? Look at this. Yes.
I'm Tammy.
I was going to say the same thing.
So the listener doesn't want
Bella.
So the two biggest clues here are they're Christian. She doesn't want to take her dog around this person or eat food prepared by them.
Now if they're, but some Christians are so uptight.
Now, do we know they're Christian though?
Yeah,
they said conservative Christian family. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Well, they're religious types, conservative religious people. Maybe they're,
I guess I don't pay attention. Muslims,
maybe they're Satanists.
Or maybe they're Hasidic Jews. I don't know. But my point is that if they're conservative people, of course, that's true.
Eating their dog.
Let's speculate on what.
I love dog.
It's a delicacy, right? In Vietnam.
But like, if you're very conservative, like just giving your dog a rub near his junk might be considered, perverse to somebody who's very conservative. Don't you ever, give your dog a rub near his kind of adjacent to his junk? Knowing that he's going to enjoy that. Just that
don't
little
you rub
fun
your dog
that.
Near his junk?
Okay, wait a second.
His leg goes
on
out.
The junk.
So I'll vacate his glands. So I'll do his glands, but that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Glands. There you go.
Just the glands.
Just a reminder, like, hey, man, I know you still got something down there, and I'm not ignoring it, but, So
I just did
some quick, nice.
I just did some quick Googling, right? So Leviticus 18:23 says, you shall not lie with any animal, so make yourself unclean with it. Neither shall any woman give herself to an animal to lie with. It is perversion. So if they're really Christian, like I know right away my brain went to like, okay, you have dominion over all the animals of the earth, right? So right away I was like, okay, maybe there's some
merit to fucking sheep, sure.
Yeah, or something going on with Rover and peanut butter or something. Oh, yeah. But then, yeah. Yeah,
we've all been there.
Add really, don't take anything that she's.
Yeah, like lactate, food. You know, human breast milk pudding, maybe, you know.
Her dog breast milk pudding.
Yeah. Oh.
She's milking the dog. Well,
Kate, oh, you have my expertise God. Here, so maybe.
Is
maybe.
That the assumption she's milking her dog? I don't
know. And it's a male dog, so it's not milk.
Right, like,
yeah. Would you like some cream in your coffee?
Oh, that's terrible.
You know, now that we've said milking the dog, this I think this is a very small sect of the Lutheran Church of Southern, Southeastern Illinois. You know? That's what they're. That's their thing, dog milking.
Why didn't you even have any food prepared by them? That's the key.
Yeah. Maybe her hands. They don't want her hands to touch something that they don't want to touch their food.
Yeah, I mean, Katie's expressed dog's anal glands. I mean, Gary has said that
still eats
he doesn't want. Yeah. Well, Gary said, "I'm never receiving anything from Katie again that I will eventually consume." You know what I mean?
Like I know that about Katie, but I also know she's clean, so who cares, right? Well, she washed her hands.
Yeah. Right. I wear gloves and wash my hands. Right.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, that's true. Hey, I take.
If you dated a nurse or a doctor, you'd have the same issue. They touch a lot of gross stuff.
Yeah, yep. That's true.
Yeah.
So it's got to be something that they'd be worried she'd put in the food.
Maybe.
That's what I think.
God. Yeah, there's almost limitless amount of terrible possibilities in this situation.
This is just more interesting trying to figure out what they're doing.
I took cat tranquilizers once.
Did it go okay?
That's all right. How much? Let's go with that.
What kind of dosage did you have to take?
He pissed in his father's suitcase.
I was doing the math and I was like trying to figure out what would work. But
I'm like
really
10 cats.
Did you test it before you took it?
No, but I mean, it came from the pharmacy. So I was like, okay, I know, like, this is
a cat pharmacist.
I
they're not well trained.
It was like, it ended up being the dosage was all wrong, but whatever. If we can't just throw these out, Michelle.
Just take them. They're better, safer here than in the water supply.
Right.
You don't want some poor raccoon taking those.
Right. Who knows what could happen?
Michelle did eventually throw them out. She threw a big ball of yarn in front of Bert and chased it into a corner.
But she was getting pissed, right? You kept knocking shit off the table. Pushed a cup off the table. Butter dish.
He does that anyway.
Never have I ever taken animal medications.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, right. Ketamine. Yeah, right, exactly.
They gave and my gotcha. Mom's dog Xanax, for God's sakes. It's human Xanax.
Yeah, right. It's made in the, honest to God, they're made in the same plant. I can tell you that, right?
She didn't need all that Xanax.
I know her. She seemed fine.
Crazy. It's not going to help.
That's a true story. You literally took your cat's medicine.
Of this podcast have taken cat tranquilizers, animal tranquilizers.
Right. And instead of throwing them out.
Right.
You're option throw them out or ingest them. Well, I know.
And technically, ketamine's a horse.
I know. That's what I thought.
It's a large animal tranquilizer.
Katie's taken two cat or two animal drugs.
So it's PCP, right? Yeah. That's great.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a large animal tranquilizer. It's a dissociative. Yeah, that's what they did.
They want the animals to have fun while they're under.
Well, it's a dissociative analgesic, right? So it like makes you dissociate so you can't like actually respond whenever they're operating on you, right? And it dissociates. It's an analgesic, so it suppresses pain, right? It's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah,
it sounds fun.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It is.
Why has that faded from popularity? It sounds pretty fun.
I don't know.
It does.
Yeah.
We're bringing it back.
Well, I mean, where do you get? You never hear about it anymore.
PCP.
Yeah, Steve used to talk about PCP all the time growing up.
Yeah,
but you never hear about it. That's too bad.
My dad told me about smoking a joint with PCP.
Yeah, tie stick. They call it.
And then you're driving home from.
Oh, that's a tie stick.
And he was like, "Yeah, I came to a red light. I hit the brakes." And it took me 35 years to stop.
Oh, dude.
I was like, maybe you shouldn't even try, Vadesh.
Dude, Steve told me a remarkably similar story. Like he said, I smoked Thai stick and I was at this red light. And I swear, it felt like the red light was like an hour and a half. I'm sure it was just a normal red light, but I sat there and it seemed so incredibly long that I started to really question, you know, what was happening. And I was like,
you know what I'm bummed out about? You cannot get Quaaludes anymore. They stopped making them, right?
Really?
I feel like our generation
you're
got
smart.
The shaft.
Couldn't you figure out how to make them?
I'm sure you could, right? I'm sure you could.
Yeah. We need to find a compound.
Make
pharmacist.
It for us.
Can you make me Quaaludes?
Can we get friends with the phone? If any compounding pharmacists are listening.
Why? Why did they stop making, of all
they
things?
They just took them off the market. I mean, there were better tranquilizers out there than Quaaludes that were less dangerous, right?
But were they as fun? Them.
No, probably not. They don't make them.
I don't know. I never got to do Quaaludes.
I don't either. Never did either. Heard a lot of fun stories.
Steve talked about Quaaludes a lot, too.
Yeah.
They lived in the golden years, really.
They really did.
They really did.
And you were tooling around on the back of the motorcycle with them. Yeah. That's real good. Yeah,
it was fun. I often sat in front of them.
And lifted
so I would be
it.
So little that I couldn't even get my arms around their waist.
Oh,
so I would
my
just
God.
Sit in front of them and hold onto the crossbar.
Oh, my God.
Even
that's awesome.
Worse.
Oh, God.
Did you have a helmet
on? Hold
on
tight, Greg.
I'm sure I did. Yeah, I'm sure they put it. Give me a helmet.
Sure they did.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It was a hollowed out watermelon.
No, I'm sure I had a little helmet that gave me.
It was a batting hat from baseball.
But I'm sure it was like, you know, I was a kid. It was an adult's helmet, so it's, you know, probably didn't fit very particularly well. But
better than nothing. Right off.
Yeah.
Kept coming down over your head.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it all turned out fine.
Did we answer this listener's question? What was
what was her?
Should I call the SPCA?
Yeah, call the SPCA.
Or just be careful to put my dogs in a kennel when she visits and never take any food directly from her.
Yeah, go with that one.
What about prayer? You know, this person's such a religious person, yeah?
For sure.
Pray on it, honey. Jesus, I'm sure, will tell you what's what. You don't have to write to bad counsel. Pray on it.
I'd say confront her in front of the entire family.
Yeah.
Make it an issue.
You should film her doing the deed, right? Whatever the deed is. and then
send it to us.
Yes. But then leverage it for all it's worth. I mean, that's really what that's the bad counsel thing to do, right?
Blackmail. You can start like a subtle, like start spreading like a new nickname for around the family. Something that's not, you know, super specific, but like, you know, it's like, what does that mean? Shit sleeves. Why do they call you shit sleeves? You know, it's like, why?
Bukkake.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Why are you Bukkake?
Stick finger.
Yeah, yeah.
Stick finger.
What's that all about?
Goat fucker. No, what's that? Well, you know your dad's an old goat fucker, all right. Yeah.
I just realized it.
Like getting the cops involved is always the worst thing to do, right? Because like the
is it a crime? Like, what could it be? My God, you know?
Well, it's got to be a crime if she's going to call the ASPCA.
Well, I think she's
engaging in
her
any
dogs.
Sexual activity with your animal is a crime.
Any sexual activity?
I think so.
There's some people get off on some pretty bad shit, right?
Right? We've hit it.
We play Never Have I Ever.
I don't know.
Love it, Bert. Well, isn't that bad counsel motto? Leverage it for all it's worth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I guess if you really come right down to it, just still 176 episodes into one phrase, that would probably be a pretty good phrase to capture.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wait, I have to ask a question. Is it a sexual act if you're not doing anything? And the gerbil is just trying to find its way out. Just a question.
Are the dog
asking for
like
a friend.
Peanut butter anyway.
What about those crunchy peanut butter?
All right. Yes, to answer your question, Mike. Yes. Yeah.
All right. I guess so.
Okay, next question. Team, I need your help navigating a contentious issue with my wife.
Oh, you've come to the right place.
We went out last month in the city to have dinner and drinks with friends. My wife drove and had to parallel park. She ended up tapping the car behind her, minimal to no damage. We left a note, that's not the issue. When we got to dinner a few minutes late, my wife told her friends she had a little fender bender. I immediately said, shocker, didn't see that coming. We all laughed, except her. I've told her countless times that she doesn't park well. She's hit cars before. She said I should have given her help or offered to park, but I've done that in the past, and it only upsets her more. At a certain point, you just give up trying to help your spouse with certain things. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
I like Tim's face at the end there. Listeners, if you can see that. Am I right?
There was fire in that face.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he probably shouldn't have married an Asian woman.
Oh. Oh. What, they're both Asian.
Well, there is something interesting sociologically. Like, why is she driving all the time? This guy got like multiple DUIs. You know what I mean? He's not exactly an alpha man.
I mean, now that we don't, guys don't kill tigers anymore, that's the fucking male thing to do is drive, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, to be fair, I make Stacy drive at least half the time.
Really?
Oh,
well, so I can drink.
Well, that's
we take turns. So whoever, you know, one. I'll usually drive wherever we're going, but we take turns driving home. You know, I think that's fair.
Just get, every time she drives, you just get completely fucked up in the passenger seat. Like, just start fucking doing bong hits and like, you know, doing shots.
Now, he does.
Hey, you're driving, motherfucker.
I usually do. Yeah,
that is. Well, I can't drive. I've seen him say that. I can't fucking drive.
You know, oh, I guess I'm just grateful that I grew up with a father who drank as much as he wanted and always insisted on driving. Thanks, Dad. Miss you. Yeah. Even though my mom didn't drink, he would never let her drive home.
Your mom, really? Your mom didn't drink at all?
No.
She didn't really? Drink. That's interesting. Yeah. So, honest to God, I think a good rule, this is honest to God, Bert's advice. The good rule, a cardinal rule for successful marriage is pick your battles.
Yes.
Right.
That is very true.
Not worth fucking, if it's not worth it, just fucking.
Well, it sounds like this guy had picked his battles. Like he let her get into the crash, probably knowing there was a high likelihood that it was going to happen. His problem was he didn't keep his mouth shut at dinner. He couldn't resist zinging her, you know?
Yeah.
So now he has to apologize.
Yeah. Okay, honey.
Really?
Yes.
He does?
Yes.
Does he?
Yes. He does.
I would say maybe as a kind gesture, get her some driving lessons. You know, as a Christmas gift or something.
Oh, that's going to go well.
I think that would go over well.
I was going to get you a ring, honey, but instead I signed up for driving school.
And we'll get a 10% discount on our insurance.
But in 2 years, if our insurance premiums go down, then I'll buy you. Yeah.
And as soon as they make a economy class car with automatic parking feature, you'll be the first to have one.
Dude, yeah. Michelle's new freaking Mazda has one of those things where you start parking and it gives you the 360 view from above on the screen. That shit's fun. Like, it's that impossible like to be, fucking...
I was going to say, that sounds stressful to me, though. Like,
no, it's like it's a fucking video game, dude. It's like, you can't fuck it up, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you'd have to be...
I always like first
Stacy's car has that. It's pretty cool.
I mean, you would have to be beyond loaded. I mean, you'd have to be like... You'd have to be like five hits of LSD not to be able to park a car. Just because you couldn't find your feet.
Because they become like SpongeBob.
Right. You have to be a lot of ketamine before you couldn't park your car.
I was going to say, if your LSD is anything like those happy pills you handed out, you know, I could put a forklift into a tiny spot.
I did see someone the other day asleep in their car while we were on the highway.
Dude. Oh, while it was driving?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Tesla.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
I
was stop and go traffic. It wasn't.
I was out riding my bike about a year ago, and I came upon this woman like on the side of the road. Like, and I could see the like just hunched over her front seat of her car, and all I saw was hair over the steering wheel, right? And right away I thought, okay, OD, right? So I like wrote up the, you know, I didn't know, right?
OD. And like, heart attack? Like, no. OD. Yeah, like, OD.
No, because it was, I could tell it was someone younger, right?
Did you look at the drugs first?
Yeah, it was the hair. No, no. So I was rode up to the window and I knocked on the window.
She was going
to
use it.
And then I noticed there was two car seats in the back and there were these screaming kids in the back seat. And mom was just like hunched over the steering wheel crying.
Oh.
I was like, are you okay, hon? She's like, yes.
And I was like, she have nice tits.
I was like, try to have a good day. Right.
Oh, God.
And I wrote, because I carry Narcan in my truck because, like, frickin', like,
You notice, so you can tell us, did she have nice tits?
She was cute. She had nice. Yeah. She was like a cute young mom, right?
You know, she fucks.
Well, yeah, right. She puts out like, at least twice.
All right. Just when I thought I hit rock bottom, I was literally in the park weeping with the kids in the back seat, and I thought it can't get any worse. And then some fucking old creep rode up in a onesie, and was tapping on my window, and I think he was trying to solicit me. Oh God! He had a bumper sticker on his biker that says, you know, sex workers are people. Too.
Felt like uncircumcised Gollum. Croatian. And I could tell.
The lycra gave it away.
That's what I checked into rehab. Right. That was rock bottom. That was my rock bottom.
But now he's watching the kids for me.
Yeah, there you go.
But to answer, I mean, yes, there are things that I've just given up on telling Tammy. Like just. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't. Well, I mean, something minor is, you know, Tammy, when Tammy gets around people, she gets like excited. Like she gets energy, like a total extrovert. And she always makes plans that she's upset that she makes those plans. And so I'd always tell her, hey, don't make any plans. Don't, you know, don't commit, whatever. And she's like, yeah, I know. I won't. And then, like, just she fucking commits herself. And now I've just taken to uncommitting myself. What?
This could be why you never had a threesome, because you're like, oh, you're always torpedoing her and trying to make plans, right? Maybe meet people are open to it. Who knows where it could lead?
Tim, were you an insufferable Mr. I told you so, though, for quite a few years as well?
Yeah, I was probably annoying. So, you know,
that would never happen.
Bella, it just never works, though. It never works, right? It just doesn't hit like you think it will.
Right. Yeah, but then you get to cancel plans, man, and then it feels great.
Oh, that's so good.
That's the best feeling in the world, right?
It is really good.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What have I given up? Is there anything I've given up on telling Katie? Just because I know it won't make any difference anyway. I have to think about that. I mean, I could say a crumb situation.
Yeah. Well, not only you do comment about that like every day.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe someday I'll just accept it.
Give up the ghost.
I think you should do that.
You guys are still relatively new.
Yeah, that's
new
true.
Newlyweds. Yeah.
Sure.
So,
is there any dumb stuff that Stacey does that you don't even bother to warn her because you know that's inevitable, Mike?
Well, yeah. Actually, what you guys are talking, I'm trying to think of what she does that she, for whatever reason, can't understand the TV and how it works. Like that, our remote control literally has a button on it that says Netflix. And she'll say, "So, how do I watch Netflix?" I say, "I'll do it for you." I just get tired of saying, "Push the fucking button that says Netflix, or the, you know, Amazon Prime. Push the Amazon Prime button."
There's an anger there. That was great.
Yeah. Did you hear that come through?
The fucking Netflix button. The fucking Netflix button.
How hard is it? Button.
It's not that difficult. You know, if you had to change the input and do something like that, then maybe I could see. All right, it could be a little challenging when you're stoned or something. But no, it's the fucking button.
It's a fucking button.
Okay. All right.
Usa.
All right, I'm calm now. Yeah. No, she's perfect, Greg. Nothing she does bothers me.
For Bert, I would imagine it's Michelle who probably has things
I'm such a pain.
She knows you're gonna do. But she's like, you know, and I gave up telling Bert to watch his mouth at, you know, at religious events
everywhere.
15 years ago. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Everywhere.
I gave up telling Bert how to behave at funerals after old Jerry Smith's funeral. Yeah. Well,
I am the pain in the ass in the relationship, for sure.
Yeah, nice. We all know that.
and the podcast. I'm just teasing you, Bert.
So how can this guy get out of it, Katie? You say an apology?
Yeah, yeah, that's a, that's an easy apology.
Wasn't she being a little bit sensitive, honey?
No. No, he mocked her openly after she just had a traumatic event in front of friends.
She tapped a bumper.
Traumatic event?
Yeah, but then he was snarky about it. That would upset me if I hit a car and then you were snarky about it 5 minutes later.
Well, I would
I could see that, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Everyone laughed.
That would hurt my feelings.
It was like a good, happy moment with a bunch of friends.
Yeah, it really depends how it landed.
A bonding experience.
It didn't land well because she's upset.
I mean, we literally just saw Mike insult Bert and we all laughed. All six of us. We had a good time.
She must be sensitive about
That's the thing about ball busting, though, right? And humor. Like, if it lands, then it's fucking worked, right?
She doesn't have balls.
Yeah, then you're an asshole.
Okay, honey. So your solution seems foolproof, and you know, on the surface, it sounds appropriate, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna delve a little bit further into the future, though. Yeah. So from the short term. Yeah, it works. You placate her and you apologize.
Yeah.
But what happens next time she is faced with a parallel parking situation? Because there's a potential landmine for this
She's
guy.
She's going to freeze.
Right. And now what's he supposed to do? Honey, would you like me to park for you and patronize her?
No, he's supposed to offer to park from now on because that's what she just told him she wants.
How's he
going to
do that? Get out, get out of the car in fucking traffic and park the car? Yeah,
yes.
Can he be snarky about
that? He's going to drive to dinner.
Yep.
These are the options for him now.
Well, there's always valet.
Exactly. These are the options.
No, maybe not.
She's not going to park with him in the car again. I'm just
saying. It seems like a lose-lose-lose situation for this dude. Yeah. He's got to pay for valet or he's going to fucking have
public transportation, buddy.
Right.
Well, if he kept his mouth shut, there'd be none of these consequences.
So is it really even worth apologizing?
If he wants it to be nice again.
Oh,
was it nice way. Before? Yeah. I don't know, maybe you need to take stock of your whole relationship. is this over or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, those little digs, those little passive aggressive digs, maybe there's more to it. Maybe he is done.
Yeah.
Yeah. That maybe you should evaluate the relationship.
You know, I've actually heard that when you're openly contemptuous to your significant other in public, that's really a sign that your relationship is
pretty much over. So pretty much, I actually don't apologize. Don't do anything. You're done.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wow.
I think that's probably sage advice.
Just try to get whatever information you can on her hot friends and then move on.
Serendipitously.
We've given him, or Katie, I'll give Katie the credit, has given this guy insight into the fact, like, listen, dude, there's nothing you can do to fix that. You made an innocent joke at a dinner party, but it's going to haunt you for the rest of your life. So get out of there when you can. But now we've predicted what's going to happen. You know it's over, but she's not ready probably to say it's over. So get your ducks in a row. Thank you, Katie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, but I think important to consider here is how old they are too, right? Because if they're both in their 60s or 70s, maybe they just stick with it, right? But like...
Yeah.
Well, then I understand the contempt.
Yeah. Play the odds. All right.
You got to think hard about this one. This is actually multifaceted and
now it makes
much harder question than initially appears.
Yeah, totally.
Katie, you've been buying a lot more red meat lately. You know my doctor says I shouldn't have it so often. Oh, enjoy yourself, Greg.
Live large.
It's why.
All right. If you think it's okay.
You deserve another steak.
You want some more butter on that?
By God. It makes everything better.
It does.
It's why every old guy. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. Because I'm changing the subject a little.
I was going to say, it's like every old guy, it just becomes deaf. Like, did you ever notice that? Like, you know, you just don't listen. And when I was growing up, like every old guy, they couldn't hear shit, but I think they could. They just acted like they could.
Or it's just the male gene. It just shuts off after a while because it knows.
You guys lose your hearing for the higher ranges first,
right? Yes.
Which is female voices.
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
It's like a notch filter.
My theory is that that's nature's.
Right.
That's how we know God's
that's
a man.
That's really a defense mechanism. An evolved defense mechanism.
Babies are cute and old men are deaf. That's right. Yeah. That's how the human race survives. Yes.
So, Katie, you were talking about how the guy was kind of maybe busting his wife's balls a little bit. You know what? And we didn't talk about this last week, but I couldn't stop laughing when George, not George, oh my God, when Joe Biden had made May on, was it, I'm getting, I'm pretty stoned.
Ooh, how much did you have to feel pretty stoned?
63 gummies.
Well, I was smoking out on the porch before, and actually I looked out at the clock. I was like, oh my God, it's three of. I better run upstairs and log in.
You got to hold one of the big industrial sheets of gummies before
the
they section
too.
It. Yeah, 128 individual slices.
Just chew on them.
He fully rolled it up tight like a fruit roller. Made it.
But I couldn't stop laughing when Biden announced that March 31st was it Trans Day of Visibility. He did that on Easter. You know they did that just to bust the Christians' balls. And I thought, even though I'm raised Christian, I couldn't stop laughing. I have so many people on Facebook got pissed off about that. Like, can you believe they did that? It's fucking Easter. Just thought, oh, man, if Bert worked in the White House, he would have said, yeah, this is the day we're doing it on.
Troll, troll, troll.
But nobody's really. I just thought that was pretty funny.
It feels like a troll move.
Well, that's what I thought about. I was like, wow, that's busting balls, picking that day to do it.
People got mad about that on Facebook, huh?
They did, yes.
People got mad on Facebook? No way.
Surprising.
I can't imagine. Well, this is. I don't even know who's on Facebook now, except for cranky old people.
Hey, our entire high school.
Conservatives.
Our, you know, 10 years of our high school classmates. Bert and I.
Wow.
Sorry.
Uh-oh. Hope you guys read the article. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Bad News, where our esteemed panel discusses news stories of the day that impact you. Yes, you, dear listener. Call this the Gary Bridge right here. And tonight's story is... Virginia basketball coach fired for impersonating 13-year-old in game. A 22-year-old assistant coach stepped in when the player was absent. Two other coaches have been fired from the school's program.
That is hysterical.
I don't recall. Did the team with the coach playing just destroy the other team?
Yeah, they actually there was video. Did you see the video?
Blocking shots.
She looked like an adult. Oh my God.
She was much awful. Taller, but the blocked shots thing, that was pretty bad. Like
it was like Peyton Manning in that
story. Taller and more aggressive and everything. Yeah.
So like,
and
you know, I thought about
get away with it.
It'd be one thing if like you had a coach who was like, oh fuck, you know, I don't want these kids to disqualified. I'll suit up. But I'll just pass the ball. I won't shoot. Yeah. I won't dunk. I won't block shots. You know,
yeah, just sit in the perimeter and you can pass the ball and I'll pass right back to you. Right.
This gal's just, I guess, programmed to win no matter the situation, no matter the opponents.
I'll crush these children.
Yeah. She's got other coaches new.
Oh.
All the kids on the team must, I mean, obviously they know.
The kids knew, the parents knew, the coaches knew.
That would be so awkward. Oh, yeah.
That'd be great if I was a kid. Like, if an adult wants to do something that is clearly wrong, but, you know, I get to be a party to it. That's great. It's like one of my, like, what somebody's older sibling, you'd be playing with your friends at the park and, you know, against your five friends that you always lose to. And somebody's older brother shows up who's like 3 years older and is like, well, I'll just play with you guys. And you know, for one day, you used to get to fucking dominate the courts, you know? It feels great. I don't quibble about right and wrong in that situation. I'm just happy.
We just wanted to be, man. That's it. We give these kids something.
It's a gray area.
Yeah. It's a gray area. That is so funny.
Didn't you and Bert, Greg and Bert, didn't you guys have a guy on the street that used to dunk on his kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of our fucking goofy neighbors was like,
Mr. Rose.
Type A dad.
Yeah. And it was like an 8-foot hoop too, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's not like he was really dunking, you know. He just was one of those guys. I've known people like that. Like, I won't let my kids win. And you're like at a kid's birthday party talking to a random dad, and he just won 7-0 in air hockey against his 6-year-old, and it's like, yeah. Oh, I don't let my kids win, man. That's you know, train them to be losers if you let them win. And it's like, yeah. I don't know if it's either or. Maybe there's some middle ground. It's some situational discretion, but okay, that's cool.
I coached football with a dad who really got into, like, you know, showing the kids how to block appropriately, and he would just like get down in an offensive lineman stance, and he would just blast them like literally, like their cleats Jesus. Would leave the ground. yeah, and same thing, Greg, just like you're saying, like, well, they need to learn how to take a hit, and like, yeah, come on, man, you can't
hurt
do that
these kids.
Katie, can I tell the guys about your recent re-endeavor?
What is this?
This
is going to be good. She's hiding her face. Yes.
Now I'm saying this with love, and we're on a comedy podcast. I'm not being snarky here, and I'm not, you know.
Yep.
No.
Oh. I find it funny, and I think it is a funny thing. I know you see the humor in it too. So Katie has recently signed up to take some dancing lessons, and I thought, yeah, that's fun. Katie loves to dance.
Katie like a nice. Professional dancer?
We'll get there, Tim. You know, but that doesn't mean that, you know, you could still take lessons at any skill level. And so Katie comes back.
I haven't danced in a long time.
Right. She hasn't danced in a long time. And so she
comes back. You have a pole in your living room.
Yeah, but I mean, ballroom.
She wasn't a professional
stripper. This is ballroom.
She was a competition ballroom dancer. But so she comes back
for her
first
lesson. She did sell hot dogs in a bikini, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so if you said that you weren't like a professional dancer or didn't have like dance background, you got 2 free classes. Okay. Otherwise,
so Katie comes back from her first lesson. I don't know the minutiae of all the wheelings and dealings of it.
I wanted to just try the free dance lesson.
So Katie comes back the first night. I was like, hey, how was it? It must have been a lot of fun. I'm sure they were very impressed with your background in dance. And Katie was like, oh, I told them I was a beginner who'd never danced before.
No, I didn't say that. I said I danced a long time ago. I haven't taken lessons in a long time.
Yeah, but she didn't mention that she was a professional dancer. And so I
did leave that part out.
Yeah. And so they must have been like, wow, you're really good. And Katie was like, well, they told me I was such a fast learner. I was like,
because
you weren't learning.
I started slow and I let him just think he was a really good teacher. And he taught me so many things in that first lesson. And then the second one, he was so complimentary. He's like, wow, you have such natural ability. And I'm just like, here's my credit card. I want more lessons. It's just an ego boost at this point. It's just like
nobody's ever learned
how
faster
smart
than you,
I am. What a fast learner I am.
That's awesome.
Kids, class, gather around. This is Katie, and she's taking her fourth lesson tonight. And let me tell you something, for to be on her fourth lesson, to be where she's at, it's in my 60-some years of dance instruction, awesome. I've never seen it. Katie, you're amazing.
And he keeps telling me how nice my physique is.
Ooh.
I'm like,
all right.
I will take this.
Yeah, needless to say, I'm going to be picking her up and dropping her.
Right. Make sure the tattoos are showing.
I live in Florida, baby. They're always showing.
All right.
Even at funerals.
I should sign up for like chemistry 101 at the community college.
Yeah, you're a fucking genius.
High school science fair.
Kramer taking karate with all the little kids.
Yeah.
He dominated the dojo.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to think of what other things I can do that I be like such a great student at. Oh man.
Sadly, there's nothing I can go take lessons of and appear to be like a really quick study.
Oh, bullshit. Nothing.
That's not true.
No.
Did you teach a college course?
Well, yeah, but that's something interesting.
It was on masturbation.
Introduction to business.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, guys, gather around. Who wants to talk about the Hoot Smalley tariff bill?
You it, Smalley.
You know, there's no way for that to come out in like an unexpected situation and somebody to be impressed, you know, unless you join like a, you know, introduction to business club. You know what I mean?
Dude, you know, the next time you fly cross country, you should start talking about that shit like fucking and you just get like whoever's sitting next to you, like now, would, like just move away, like search for like you wanted to hold
get her
yourself.
Own aisle.
Yeah. Hey, my wife and I were debating. Do you know what the Hoot Smalley Tariff Act of 1872 is? Don't you? You must know it.
Do you ever think about monetary policy? Well, let me tell you a little bit.
So I don't know. I guess Adam Smith's
over the next 5 hours.
Yeah. You know, have you worked Wealth of Nations? Come on.
I've always thought to be an actor and have to act as a bad actor, like badly, like as a poor actor, would be probably one of the most difficult things to do. So like, Katie, how do you act? Like, do you like trip, like to make yourself look like you're just learning? Like, how do you act?
Put a thumbtack on one of your shoes.
Yeah.
Like, put your shoes on the wrong feet.
Well, I didn't wear ballroom shoes. No, I just wore regular street shoes and
work boots.
I just went slow. Like on the turns, I would just do like a regular turn. I wasn't spotting or anything. And then like on the second lesson, when he said, you know, oh, you can spot like this, then I messed up a little because I did go a little too fast. And he was like, oh, that was nice. Like, oh, really? What did I do?
Are you intentionally using the wrong terminology? You know?
I'm not using any terminology. He's telling me what things are called, and I'm saying, oh, that's okay. I'm going to remember that.
What's that trot fox dance I've heard about?
Because it makes sense. Like you think that, like, you're probably not the first one that's gone for the free lessons, right?
And right.
That, but he's so willing to think he's such a fucking great teacher that he'll give you those lessons for free just because he's getting an ego stroke out of it too.
Yeah, it right? was like a mutual ego thing,
right?
Yeah.
Right, mutual ego masturbation.
Right. You're such a great teacher. You're such a great student.
Greg, I would already be putting a stop to this, buddy.
Trust me, the day I have to fear dance instructors behind, you know, now that Patrick Swayze. He's dead. I'm not. There's none up here.
That's funny. All right. Well, yeah. Needless to say that they won that game.
Yeah. I used to cheat at chutes and ladders, you know, but just to make it go faster because I hated that game so much. I just wanted it over. Like, I would cheat to let her win.
Were you an adult playing against children?
Yeah, and I would let them win, but I would cheat to do it. I'd move their card little pieces forward.
This card says you get to go all the way to the end.
Now
we get to have cake.
Yay!
You want some cake? Yeah, cake.
I think it's happy hour.
Yay, you're right. Yay.
Here's your little juice box. Here's mommy's juice box.
And baby
we both get grape
on.
Juice, just different kinds.
Exactly.
You guys ready for one more question?
Yeah. Sure.
Let's go.
All right. One of my best friends is married to a crazy piece of shit habitual liar, and my other friends think we need to confront her with this bullshit. I think that she must know he's crazy because he tells outlandish lies right in front of her. I know, but I promise she's very intelligent.
Is that Stacey?
Some examples of his lies. of his lies are he claims to have some kind of middleweight boxing championship belt, even though this is very easily disproved. He creates fake wiki pages and we troll him on those sites along with others who are on there.
That's awesome.
He claims to be a retired LAPD officer, which is utter bullshit. He was fired from a job with CPS in another state for falsifying his background. He claims that he was scouted by the Oakland A's in his younger days and has pretended to receive embarrassingly obvious fake phone calls from scouts in his current state to play in the minor leagues. He's in his early 40s. I'm in the don't poke this as long as he is not hurting her camp, but my friends are advocating.
doesn't sound like. You're writing into a talk show, Bob. Okay, well, keep going.
But my friends are advocating for scorched earth intervention style drama. I'd like to know your opinion so I know what not to do.
Well, he sounds mentally ill.
Nice. Like what's wrong? Like what's wrong with your buddy that's going out with this dude? Right? Like that's the thing. Yeah. That's the real question. Right? Yeah. Like what the fuck? Like why?
The sex is good. That's why.
Yeah.
It's got to be donkey dick, right?
Yeah. Like, he's fucking can he lick his eyebrows or something? Like,
right? Maybe it's
Jack Tripper eyebrow licker. Yeah. That's right.
That's what I would do. I'd confront your friend and be like, dude, what the fuck are you going out with this dipshit for? Like, he's a full of shit, right? So, what are his redeeming qualities that you find him attractive, right?
Or I'm going to tell you, it sounds like all these girls, the one who wrote in and all her jerky friends, are all wanting this guy. You know what I mean? They're lusting after this guy and they're jealous. Right. Of their friend.
Really? Because all these stories are actually true.
Well, I mean, whether they're true or not.
I'd fuck them.
Why are you so bothered by it? Like, you know, I never, you know, unless somebody seemed violent, I didn't care who any of my friends or siblings dragged out to start dating. I couldn't care less. It's their business.
Really? You don't have friends that start dating somebody who's a total fucking drip.
Of course. But it's just like, whatever. What do I care? You know,
I'm going to see invite him out anymore. You got to put up with your asshole fucking.
Yeah, then you got to hang out with them. Yeah, that's
but I've never felt. You're right. I told the story about how I thought I lost Gary there once. Yeah. But it was a bummer, and I was happy when I was wrong. But I never felt compelled to say something to a friend like, "Hey, man, your girlfriend is obnoxious." I've never felt compelled to say something like that. Now, if they ask me, what do you think of this or that? Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's terrible. You know, they must want this guy because he must be extremely good looking. Well, they're obsessed with him. They're stalking him. You know,
I mean, I had friends do an intervention on me once. It was awful. Mm. Like they had it set up at a restaurant. And yet, I thought we were just doing happy hour. And they were there to talk to me about the person I was seeing, and they thought it needed to be over. And I mean, I went to the ladies' room crying halfway through their intervention. It was were they right?
Wow.
Yeah, women are mean.
Were they right? Yeah,
but at the end of the day, were they right?
They were right, but I probably lost half of those friendships in the process.
Well, they were right, but did it the wrong way.
Yeah, because I mean, as Greg says, it's not their business. The right way is to wait until it ends and then commiserate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Throw a party.
Yeah,
it's over.
Don't say anything while she's dating him.
How about actively undermine? You know, Katie, this sounds like good counsel, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That is good counsel.
Okay, now what you need to do is you need to find like a Goodwill Hunting type. You know, somebody who is legitimately superior in every way that this guy claims to be superior,
but doesn't realize it.
Just like Goodwill Hunting, like catches this guy off guard who's bragging about everything that he knows, and he gets totally, you know, upstaged by some
charity boxing match. And sign him up for it.
Right. Yeah. Or hey, like I signed you up for this softball game, right?
And
like make him go out and like show that like he's actually fucking can't play fucking ball at all. Yeah. Right.
Or have someone try and steal your purse and see if his law enforcement instincts go.
Right. Yeah. How are you a retired cop? He's in his 40s and he's a retired cop already.
Yeah, they only have to do 20 years.
Well, but I mean, with all the other stuff he claims to have done.
18. Yeah. Yeah.
Can't you just catfish him, girls? Like, can't you do something on social media like to humiliate this guy or to expose him?
They could.
Yeah, they could. Or get him to date one of your friends, right? Or try to exactly.
Have one of your friends catfish him, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, again, though, these girls are putting an awful lot of time and energy into this.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. They're jealous. They want this guy.
Seems like there's
he must be a real Tim type.
Oh, he's probably got great hair.
Probably.
Nice voice. Yeah.
Handsome.
Super handsome.
Obviously.
Maybe a wife that wants to kill him. Who knows?
Yeah.
Not kill him, but, you know, just hurt him a little.
Okay.
That's yeah.
Maim or kill.
That's better. Yeah.
Emotional. We're not sure.
Emotional abuse.
So Tim, tell everyone who listens to Bad Counsel, what are Tammy's some of her favorite positions in bed? Now that you have that new Craftmatic adjustable bed.
Hey, were you holding on to that the whole time?
No, that's
the
whole thing. It just came to me. And I thought, oh, I missed my chance. And I thought, no, I'm going to say it.
Now screw it. It'll still go. We laughed.
Sorry.
It is great.
She likes about a 40 degree angle.
Yeah.
42, that's a little too far. But, you
know. Tammy, you've gone too far, Tim.
The ball's rushing my head.
Tim,
my feet can't be that high.
Oh, the blood's rushing out of my feet. My toes are numb.
Oh my gosh, you guys are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, man, what the fuck? Catfish this dude.
Yeah.
Is that the answer?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty, but I don't know.
Or if they want to be expedient, you know, if they're, any of them are cute girls as well, just like, you know, one of you volunteer, draw straws to fuck them, you know, and then, you know.
Take
then
one the for the team.
Yeah, and then the friend finds out and she ends it anyway, you know.
Did everyone hear Katie's groan?
Yeah.
That makes
short
sense.
Short straw has to fuck
yeah, exactly.
Him.
Exactly. Yeah.
You just said they all wanted him. What if
all right, then the big straw has to fuck him.
Well, then it's the big straw want him. Then long straw. You know, yeah, whoever. It's either the winner or the loser, you know? Or if one of them's planning to move soon. You know, it's like, hey, listen, you're probably not going to be in the friend group much longer anyway. Why don't you do us a solid?
You're going to read your jobs. You're okay. You guys, this is you.
Yeah.
And then, you're never going to see us again. Right.
Yeah. And then the nickname in this friend group is always Short Straw from there out.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Short Straw.
Short Straw.
Why do they call it Short Straw? Well, let me tell you. Well, guys, this has been a lot of fun. Love you all. And I hope you all have a great rest of the week. Katie, I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm feeling better.
I feel better.
Let's pray for the Penguins. They're playing tonight.
Yeah,
must win.
Dude, I'm not going to watch because it stressed me out.
You know what I've been doing lately, Bert?
What?
Is I've been betting against them.
Oh, have you?
And all these must-win games.
That's a good idea.
And then what happens
they're winning.
Is...
They're up 2-0. Thank fucking God.
Well, see, this is a classic example. If they lose, I'm going to win some money. But I would prefer to lose money and see my boys make the playoffs. You know, so either way, though, I'm covered. So...
That's you didn't bet on them on Saturday, then, huh?
You know what, man? You're a fucking...
That's what on Saturday, yeah.
You
bet against
you
them on Saturday?
Out.
Yeah, did you see my win tickets that I sent to you guys?
Oh, I saw those, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was. I thought you sent it to the wrong...
No, I bet on the Penguins. I bet against the Penguins, and they lost. Your Bruins beat them, so that sucked for their team, but I won $90.
Right, this is
bad for them, good for you.
Like Irish emotional management, A, drinking, B, bet against what you want to happen.
Irish emotion.
Yeah.
Right?
You just
three.
Some
refer to A and B.
Something
right?
Always like, happens. I'm
that's
always
it,
happy.
Right.
I'm always kind of happy, kind of sad.
Bet against yourself.
Right. Yeah. You just set up win-wins and lose-lose, whatever.
Yeah. I'm kind of happy, kind of sad. There's something good that happened today. So, anyhow.
That's brilliant.
That is good shit, man.
All right, kids.
Have a great rest of your week.
All right, you too.
Have a great week, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.